Hello, everybody. This is Jeff for just a quick video audio podcast. I don't have time to do a green screen. It takes hours to do one. But I just wanted to, this one is entitled A Run on Chinese Banks. Don't Believe the West's Big Lie Propaganda Machine. It Can't Happen Since All Citizens, Since Citizens Own Them All. All right. I wrote an article that was actually published by a popular Asian journal back in 2017 that explained all this. And it was called So-Called Communist China. Westerners cannot accept the fact that China is communist. The so-called communist China phrase comes from Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who could not bring himself to say that China was communist because he so fervently believed that China was going to become another, Sino-America, which J.B. East and I, as J.B. West, have talked about, how they thought there was going to be white churches and Christians and everything else. China has been communist for 5,000 freaking years. They just gave it a name when they got Marxism and Leninism and communism, and they gave it a name, communism. China has been communist for 5,000 freaking years. The other thing that their whole society, their whole culture, Confucius, Taoism, Buddhism, it's very, very communist and socialist. The other thing that people do not understand or refuse to believe is that there is no private dirt. There is no private real estate anywhere in China. It is all owned by the people. I and my wife, we can go get a 70-year lease on a piece of property, McDonald's, Kentucky Fried Chicken, BMW, Ford, they can lease land for 70 years and do whatever they want with it, as long as it, obviously not illegally, but you cannot buy green land dirt in China. All you can do is get a 70-year lease that is renewable. And they've come up with rules so that the buyer, the leasor, the lessee, does not get gouged. I've also talked about this on my website. The next thing is that the financial sector is all people owned. Few people know that the four biggest banks in the world, and they're massive, are Chinese. And they are the, and I've written about this, they are, I need to find my thing here. They are the four biggest banks in the world are the Industrial and Commercial Bank of China, Agricultural Bank of China, China Construction Bank, Bank of Communications. They're massive. They dwarf the other banks, HSBC and JC Morgan and Scottish Bank and anything you want to think of, the largest banks in China. They're massive. And then number 10 is the Bank of China. My wife and I have accounts at Bank of China and Industrial and Commercial Bank of China. Then below them are 12 massive commercial banks, including China Merchants Bank, China CITIC Bank, China Mingsheng Bank. I mean, there's just tons of them. There's 12 of them. They're everywhere. Hung Feng Bank, Ping An Bank. They're all over the place. My wife and I have accounts at China Merchants Bank, and we have our first bank account in the 1990s was with China CITIC Bank, and we still have those accounts. Then there are all of these hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of provincial banks and city banks, like the Bank of Beijing, the Bank of Nanjing, the Bank of Jilin, the Bank of Dalian, the Bank of Shanghai. They're everywhere. They're everywhere. And so they are also out there, hundreds of them all over the country. Then below them, there are agricultural banks, agricultural and village banks, thousands and thousands and thousands of them. Rural commercial, Guangzhou Rural Commercial Bank, Beijing Rural Commercial Bank, Chongqing Rural Commercial Bank. And then you've got below them, there are even village banks. And as there are all of these, little village banks. I mean, there's thousands of them, thousands. So websites like Zero Hedge and Corbett Report, they do some really, really good reporting. But when it comes to China, they don't know their rear end from a hole in the ground. They don't know dog poop from peanut butter. They are so ignorant of China, it's embarrassing. And they are also Sinophobic, yellow peril, racist against all things China, and they are absolutely, apoplectically, they have a visceral hatred of communism and socialism, and so they find any and all big lie, Western big lie propaganda machine about China to propagate and misinform people like you. So this AsianMarkets.com, there's a run on Chinese banks, and it's being ignored by the world, dated June 12th. Oh, really? Okay, you cannot have a run on banks that are owned by the people. The people own the frickin' banks. All right? Here's what happens. If a bank gets in trouble in China or any private big enough to matter, like China Evergrande, if they get into trouble, the Baba Beijing, the Chinese government, just moves in, allocates the assets, absorbs the assets, writes off the bad debt, and they allocate the assets to state-owned corporations, and the state sector in China just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. Every time a Chinese company buys a Western company and they're state-owned, there are state-owned Chinese state-owned companies, entities, sub-entities all over the world because they are owned by the people because they're state-owned. So in this article, they're talking about six banks that are village banks. Village banks. There's thousands of these all over China. Thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of them. And yet they focus on these six banks. They're all in Henan and Anhui province. They may have been mismanaged. They show one photo that could legitimately be a protest. And it's probably true. These little local branch banks, maybe were mismanaged. Doesn't matter. Baba Beijing will just move in, take control of them, write off the bad debt, take care of the people, and reallocate the resources. And of course, the guys and gals who if they badly manage the banks, will go to prison. Unlike in the West, where they get off scot-free. Then they have this hilarious picture of a few people standing outside a bank in Yuzhou. All right? That could be me. I spent, I don't know how many hundreds of hours of my life waiting in front of my Chinese banks because you need to get there early. Because there's so many darn people that go in there and flood in there every day. the Chinese, there's 1.4 billion of them, and there's still not enough branches and everything. I've spent hours and hours and hours of my life waiting in front of banks at like 8 in the morning when they're going to open at 8:30, or, 11:30 if they're going to open at lunch or on Saturday or whatever. That photo is a bunch of bunk. All right, there is one photo from Hunan Bank, and they are asking, they're worried about their savings. Great. The Chinese government, Baba Beijing, loves all the protests, the public protests all over China. There are 300 to 500 of them a day. 300 to 500 public demonstrations, protests a day in China. No, they don't get shot. No, they don't get maced. No, they don't get beaten and tasered and run over like they do in the West, having their eyes poked out, arms ripped out, fingers ripped out, etc. They love it because it exposes bad governance. It exposes bad governance. Then they show a short video of people protesting at Evergrande. That from 2021. Whatever happened to Evergrande? Nothing. They're taking care of their debt. It's being restructured. They have not defaulted. The Chinese government, Baba Beijing, is not going to let the customers of Evergrande left holding the bag of play money. They're not going to let it happen. And if it eventually comes to the point where Evergrande does go into receivership, the Chinese government will take it over, allocate the assets to state-owned corporations, take care of the people who were badly treated or have debt, and they'll go on. In 1988, when there was the huge meltdown in the West, and the stock market dropped, in the stock market dropped 25% in the United States, and then the 2000, dot-com bust, where everything was fake and fake books and fake companies and fake everything. And then the even bigger 2008 meltdown in the West. And then we can go back to 1997 and the Western orchestrated Asian Tiger meltdown to strip the assets from Taiwan and from Thailand and from Malaysia and from South Korea, et cetera, all that. What was the one country that did not miss a beat? China, because its financial sector, its real estate, and I can also bring up insurance. Some of the biggest corporations in the Fortune, the global Fortune 500, some of the biggest insurance companies in the world are owned by the Chinese people, because they are under the aegis of the Chinese government. Not Ping An, there was another one that was having some problems there in the United States that would have caused tremendous opportunities for billionaires to make more billions by stripping up, by picking off assets for 10 cents on the dollar or the euro. Not in China. They just got in there, put it under state receivership. It was state anyway, but they went it got in, cleaned it up, restructured the assets, wrote off the debt, took care of the people, got it back going, and now that company will be extremely under the control of Baba Beijing. There are a handful of private banks starting in 2014. They allowed about, I think it eventually in 2016, it got up to like I think maybe 19 banks, and there's like WeBank and MyBank and MyShare Bank of Wenzhou and KCB and SHRB and Shanghai. But they haven't done well, and they are private. I mean, but they're small. But they were allowed to be there as sort of a test tube. But I mean, there's like 19 of them out of I mean, many, well over 10,000 banks easily in China. And if you take the branches, you're talking hundreds of thousands. And in fact, three of them went into receivership because they were not managed well. Baba Beijing moved in, took them over, allocated the assets to state bank, to well run, to the state banks, and then they took care of the people who had the debt, and so that they would not suffer. This, my friends, is communism and socialism, and there is no way that banks in a communist socialist country like China can go bankrupt because the people own the banks. Can there be public panic? Can there be rumors circulating? Can people, lose their heads and cry Chicken Little? Yeah, that's possible. There's also in this one picture, they show a picture of people standing in line. But you can't, all I can see in Chinese is Shanghai. I don't know if that's a bank. You stand in line all the time in China. That could be for a trade show or a restaurant or God knows who or where or what. You spend a lot of time standing in lines in China. They show a Twitter of ICBC, some people standing in line outside of an ICB bank. You know what? I've stood in line in outside of banks too, and it was not because there was a run on the bank. So it just this just and then no one's getting beaten up, no one's getting tasered and pepper sprayed and thrown in jail. Nothing like that happens because the people wouldn't tolerate it like they do in the West. So this article in AsiaMarkets.com is a wonderful bit of agitprop, Western bio, big lie propaganda machine, bioweapons. I've got bioweapons on the brain because of Ukraine. But anyway, it's just big lie propaganda slop. And there is no way that this can happen in China because the government will just come in and clean everything up. This is why the most successful bank in America is the South Dakota State Bank. It's state-owned, and they don't have any problems, because it's owned by the people. And of course, all of the Western trillionaire, global capitalist dictators do not want any public banks in the West is because then they can't make money, trillions and trillions of dollars off of people like you. So if I had to put my money anywhere in the world, in fact, I've got money in my bank account at the Bank of China in Shenzhen. That's the safest place I could put it because I have absolutely zero trust in the West and the fact that it is that the first people that are going to take a loss in the West are the citizens. And they'll make sure that the owners, the A share stockholders, the CEO, all the officers, the board of directors, they'll get taken care of, and the rest of us can be told to go take a hike. All right, I just wanted to share that with you. I have no notes or anything, so it's a little bit rough, but I think I got my message across. Thank you.